This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Imagine what the Jewish leaders and the Roman soldiers thought when they heard one of the crucified criminals say the following to Jesus, who was on a cross next to him. The criminal said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." I mean, think about it. Not only was this criminal asking to be forgiven, even though he could do nothing about his own guilt, but even more, he believed that the guy on the cross next to him was going to come back to life and have a kingdom. I'm sure the onlookers thought that this crucified criminal was delirious. But my friends, this criminal was not crazy. By the grace of God, this criminal knew who Jesus was, and that's why he trusted in Jesus not only for the forgiveness of sin, but also for the hope of the resurrection and eternal life in God's kingdom. However, there's a mystery that needs to be solved. How is it possible that this criminal could come to repentance and then place his faith in Jesus? The answer is Jesus' cross words. The past two Sundays, I've preached sermons based on the words that Jesus spoke while he was hanging on the cross. We find Jesus' cross words recorded in the four Gospels. And we've learned that Jesus' cross words are actually sermons. Jesus spoke these words from the cross so that we might repent of our sin and trust in Him as our Lord and Savior. And today, we focus on these words of Jesus. "Today, you will be with me in paradise." However, before we examine these words of Jesus, we must first consider this mystery. What happened to change the heart of this crucified criminal so that he actually confessed his sin and put his faith in Jesus? Why do I ask that question? Well, you see, this criminal was not always a believer who just happened to be innocently condemned along with Jesus. Oh no. In fact, you may be surprised to find out that this criminal mocked Jesus right along with the other criminal, as well as the Jewish leaders and the Roman soldiers. For example, I want you to listen carefully to these words from Matthew chapter 27. "Those who passed by the cross hurled insults at Jesus. In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked Jesus. The robbers who were crucified with Jesus also heaped insults on him." Did you hear that? Matthew said robbers, plural. Both criminals mocked Jesus initially. So what happened that the heart of one of those criminals was changed? Changed from unbelief to humble faith in Jesus. Well, as I said earlier, the answer is Jesus' cross words. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 10, "Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ." And so the criminal's heart was changed by the Holy Spirit working through Jesus' words. But the question is, where and when did this criminal hear God's word? Well, based on the study of the four Gospels, we can conclude that the criminal would have heard at least two of Jesus' cross words before he came to faith. First, the criminal would have heard Jesus say, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing." These words of Jesus not only condemned the sin of those who were mocking him, but these words also declared that forgiveness was available for those who were mocking him. Now, the second statement the criminal would have heard Jesus say was this: my God, why have you forsaken me?" If you recall, when Jesus spoke those words, he was actually quoting the first verse of Psalm 22. And Psalm 22 points ahead to the death and resurrection of the promised Savior. So, when Jesus quoted the first verse of Psalm 22, the crucified criminal noticed the events that were taking place in front of him. He put everything together and then concluded, by God's grace, that Jesus was the Savior of sinners promised in the Old Testament scriptures. Simply put, the Holy Spirit worked through Jesus' cross words to convict this criminal of sin and also to bring him to faith in Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And so this one criminal who had been mocking Jesus along with the others, he ends up being saved by Jesus' cross words. Now, once he had been saved, the Holy Spirit then moved the criminal to speak the following words to the other criminal who sadly was rejecting Jesus' words and remained an unbeliever. But here's what the newly converted criminal said to the other criminal. He said, "Don't you fear God since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Because of Jesus' cross words, this criminal grieved over the sin in his life, and then he put his faith and trust in Jesus, not only for the forgiveness of his sin, but also for the hope of eternal life in God's kingdom. You see, Jesus' cross words gave him the faith to believe that Jesus was his Lord and Savior, even though Jesus was hanging on a cross right next to him. My friends, here we see the difference between unbelief and faith. When the unbelievers looked at the crucified Jesus, they saw just another condemned criminal whose body would die and rot in the ground. But those who are saved by Jesus' cross words, we can look at the crucified Jesus and also see the risen and ascended Lord who will return in glory one day and give us eternal life in his kingdom. So, why do you and I believe in Jesus? Again, the answer is Jesus' cross words. God's word. We would also be among those who are doomed to mock Jesus for all eternity if God, through his word, had not called us to repentance and faith in his Son. You see, my friends, that's why it's so important to hear God's word and read God's word and study God's word, because God uses his word not only to convict you of sin so that you cry out to Jesus for mercy, but ultimately through God's word, the Holy Spirit moves you to trust in Jesus for salvation, to trust in him for deliverance from sin and death and eternal hell. And now we're ready to hear yet another of Jesus' cross words. Jesus' words had already saved this criminal, but then Jesus speaks to him again. And these words are also for all other believers. Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." My friends, those words of Jesus are also true for us believers whenever we may die. But what do these words actually mean? Well, first, if you trust in Christ as your Lord and Savior, then at the moment of your death, you will be in paradise with Jesus. That word paradise refers to the place where the spirits of believers dwell before the resurrection of the body on the final day. Simply put, when we die, our spirits go to be with Christ in paradise. For example, in our reading from Philippians, we heard the Apostle Paul say these words, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me, yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Did you hear that? We Christians can't lose. Jesus has given you a win-win situation. You see, as long as you are alive, you have the joy of serving your Lord as well as trusting in Him for mercy and love. But when you die, your spirit will depart from your body to be with Christ in paradise. But my friends, that's not the end of the story. Even though our spirits are in paradise with Jesus at the moment of our deaths, we still look forward to the resurrection of our bodies at the second coming of Christ. You see, just as Jesus rose physically from death, we will also be resurrected physically to live forever with Him in the new creation. I want you to listen to what the Apostle Paul writes about this in Philippians chapter 3. He writes, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." My friends, what a wonderful hope Jesus has given us believers. When the time of your death comes, you can pray along with the crucified criminal, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus will say to you, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now, of course, we can't choose the time of our own deaths. The moment of our death is in God's hands. But until that time comes, you can pray with Paul to live as Christ and to die as gain. You see, when Paul wrote those words, he was in prison. He was in prison facing execution for his faith in Jesus. But we know from the rest of the Bible that Paul did not die at that time. He was eventually released because God had more work for him to do. In the same way, as long as you're alive, God wants you to live for Christ and to keep your ears focused on His words. However, one day, sooner or later, one way or another, we must face death. The Apostle Paul was ready to face death when, years after he wrote Philippians, he wrote a second letter to Timothy. When Paul wrote 2 Timothy, years after Philippians, he was in prison again, but this time it had been revealed to him that he would die. The Lord had revealed to Paul that he would soon be killed for his faith in Christ. But Paul did not despair. Instead, Paul wrote these words, "The time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing." You who believe in Jesus have been saved by His words. Therefore, along with Paul, you also long for Christ's appearing. As long as we believers live, we get to live our lives for Christ, doing all that we do to His glory. But when the time of your departure is at hand, you can take comfort in Jesus' cross words, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Amen. Now may the peace of